Is that us? Good morning, Jay. Good morning, WUMB audience. And here we have a live WUMB audience for a live broadcast from the Chapel in the Pines. Summer Acoustic Music Week is a place where UMB listeners find their way so that they can improve their own chops and be playing the music and singing the songs that they want to do. And our guests this morning are Erica Wise. She has a guitar in her hands right now. Adam Hurt, playing a banjo. Would you just start our morning with some music, please?
Our pleasure.
One, two, three, one, two.
You've just heard Adam Hurt playing banjo, a beautiful little waltz supported there on guitar by Erica Wise. And when you settle down from dancing around the kitchen, it's time for us to invite Erica Wise to, she's playing a fiddle now. She's picked up the fiddle. So again, live from Lake Winnipesaukee, Sam W. Summer Acoustic Music Week, Erica Wise.
Ready, boys?
And company.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We had Erica Wise fiddling and singing there with an amazing backup support from Adam Hurt with banjo, Raleigh Brown with guitar, David Surrett with mandolin. The backup singing was cued with Kate Campbell over there and Susie Burke and the Sam W. Summer Chorus here live at the Chapel in the Pines. I'd like to talk with Adam Hurt first. Adam, you've come up from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. And Adam is one of those old-time music players who can remind us of the excellence in any traditional musical form. You really bring that excellence with you, and it's part of what draws us to your music.
Thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome. And please tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm from Minnesota originally, but I've lived in the South for a dozen years or so. I was drawn there out of my love for the music, which I stumbled onto completely by accident up in Minnesota, and I can't quite get enough of it.
Great.
The banjo was my first musical love, really, but I also play the fiddle, and I love listening to all of this stuff.
And it's a great example of how powerful the music can be when people find the music that speaks to them. To reach toward it is a wonderful thing. Sometimes we have an expectation that if it's traditional music and it's valid in some way, that it came down in your family. And often that's the case, that there's been an oral tradition for generations. But often that's not the case. Over and over and over, we find that the music is being kept alive by people who are pulled toward it and are the ones who bring it forward. So I identify you as someone who is bringing this music forward. And for our listening audience, Adam has a banjo on his knee right now that most of us would not recognize. Can you tell us a little about it?
Well, sure. This is a gourd banjo. It's a modern instrument made by my friend David Hyatt from Arkansas, but it's made in the manner of the very earliest American banjos and the West African predecessors to the banjo, which are still being made over there in this sort of way. The body is made from a gourd grown right from the ground. David has grown this particular one between two boards so that the back remains flat and the whole thing remains quite shallow. That makes it easier to play and clearer sounding. It's got a fretless neck attached. It's strung with nylon strings. And this particular gourd, again, is sort of canteen shaped. It's got two separate sound chambers with goat skin stretched over each.
Extraordinary. Mm. And it's a work of folk art when you look at it. I wonder what it sounds like, Adam.
It sounds pretty earthy, I think. A lot of people who've enjoyed the album that I recorded with this banjo say that they give it to their friends and family members who don't like the way that a banjo sounds. Because this doesn't really sound like a banjo, but I sure like it. I'll play a medley of two Kentucky fiddle tunes. The first is called John Riley the Shepherd, and the second is called Brushy Fork of John's Creek. Thank you.
Adam Hurt has just been playing a West African style gourd banjo, goatskin head, kind of the heartbeat of rock and roll, and a powerful journey that sound has taken. So Adam Hurt, thank you. You're doing some teaching these days. How are you using this connection you have with the music?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more teaching than I am doing any other piece of the independent musician's career pie, let's say. I have about 30 private students, most of whom meet with me via Skype, actually. So if anyone out there in radio land is looking for banjo instruction, please feel free to reach out, adam@adamhurt.com. I'd be happy to tell you more about how that works. It's amazing how the internet has changed the whole landscape of accessing this music.
It has, and it's strengthened the whole framework tremendously. We're using this technology in such a powerful way to hold on to the heart of the tradition.
It's absolutely
it's impressive. And I'm going to turn back to Erica. Erica Weiss, you also do a lot of teaching, is that right?
I do a lot of teaching. I actually love teaching as much as I love playing. And
that's a strong characteristic of all of the faculty here at any week for Summer Acoustic Music Week, having a real connection with passing the music on.
I would say, and it's a cliche, that old cliche, you know, when you teach, you learn as much as you teach, but it's actually true.
It is actually true. And Erica, what do you have for us for another piece of music?
Well, in addition to loving old-time music, sharing that love with Adam, I also love and play a lot of Cajun music, and I play in a wonderful band, actually, as the rhythm guitar player, so here I get to play some fiddle. My band, if keep your ears and eyes open for our band, is Jesse Leger and Bayou Brew. But right now I have the Sam W. Almost All Y'all Band here, incorporating a lot of the wonderful staff here. And we're going to play a Cajun number, which is it's actually a Cajun-French version of You Keep a Knockin', But You Can't Come In.
Ready?
Dilly 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 oh, a
dilly 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 dilly. Tu peux qu'on aime et tu peux pas rentrer.
Erica Weiss, lead singer and fiddler for that wonderful Cajun tune, and her support band here. We had Raleigh Brown on guitar, Cajun guitar, and David Surrett, Cajun mandolin, and the backup singers, Susie Burke and Kate Campbell over there. Erica, tell us a bit about Cajun music. Our WUMB audience will have heard plenty of it, but sometimes people aren't familiar with the story. Can you give us a quick synopsis?
I'll try to give you the quick version.
Because it's going to be geography as well.
It is geography. And again, I keep learning more about the specifics of the journey of Cajun music with all my travels down to Louisiana. But basically, a group of French left France to seek a better life, and they moved to Acadia, which we now know as Nova Scotia, and lived there very happily for many, many years, but then got caught in the French and English wars, and eventually the English expelled them. And they looked for a new home, and to make the long story short, they ended up in southwest Louisiana around the Lafayette area. And the culture, as in most immigrant cultures, there was a time of suppressing the culture, both internally from the population who wanted to acclimate and felt weren't sure if it was okay to carry forth their own traditions, but also because they were suppressed to some extent. French wasn't allowed in schools and such. But then there's been a revival, I think starting in the 60s, actually when Dewey Balfa and his brothers were brought to the Newport Folk Festival, and all of a sudden the North became aware of the wonderful musical tradition, and all of a sudden there was a renewed pride down south of the music. And so there's been a wonderful revival, and there's certainly some oldsters still playing this great music, and then there's young people who are starting to play it and dance to it, and it's a thriving culture now.
Thank you so much. That was a really precise and as I understand it, accurate description.
Well, hopefully. I'm trying.
Of Cajun music. And when we identify it, we always identify it with Louisiana. And Marc Savoie was another prime.
Oh, yes.
You know, he's still making accordions.
Well, his sons, Wilson and Joel, are thriving in young, hot bands. And I've had the fortune to play with his older son, Joel Savoie, many times, actually, and he's a fantastic fiddler. That family is carrying forth the tradition and getting it out to all ages. It's wonderful.
Yes, and that sound is distinctive and powerful, and it often is associated with colored lights and shiny beads. There are all kinds of trappings.
And dancing feet.
And Erica is one of the instigators of many a fine dance. You play in the bands that make it happen.
One of the things I love most about music is the interplay between music and dance. I mean, there are many different forms of music. Some are great for listening, etc. But I love the interplay between providing music that makes people move, and then when people move, it inspires the musicians to play their hearts out. And that's what I love most, is dance music.
And how about your teaching? Because I know Adam is doing a great deal of teaching.
I haven't yet mastered the Skype thing, but maybe I'll learn it from Adam. But I'm teaching in the Boston area, and I teach, of course, adults, but I also love to teach children. And mostly guitar, but whatever else I can offer. And I can teach children as young as 5, and I love the idea of instilling a love for music and rhythm in all ages. And so if you have any kids or you yourself want to start guitar or maybe even fiddle, you can find me if you're in the Boston area.
And I first met Erica in sessions where she was playing backup guitar, and you have that kind of rock solid pulse to your playing. I first met Adam when we were at a banjo camp together, both teaching, but it was Adam's turn to be on stage, and I have mentioned to this audience, I found myself sitting on my hands not to be playing along with you, because both of you, Erica and Adam, have such a powerful understanding of rhythm. It drives the music of the two of them in such an important way that we're really lucky to have you here on the air this morning and let the larger audience hear you as well. And it's time for me to say thanks to the people who are helping us bring this broadcast forward every morning. It's Jay Moberg back at WUMB at the radio station, and Grady Motz engineering there, John Dorshak sitting right here engineering this program, and we have Patty Domeniconi, who is our station manager from WUMB with us at Geneva Point Center for our Summer Acoustic Music Week. There are thanks to everyone who has come into this room this morning to be part of the live audience, to all of you out there listening to this program. We have one more session. Tomorrow you're going to be able to hear more music from guitarist Raleigh Brown, and you're going to hear Jack Williams, a second extraordinary guitarist. So it will be a powerful show tomorrow morning here, and we're going to close out with our old-time music sound. It's back to Erica Weiss on guitar and Adam Hurt on banjo, so we thank all of you for a great morning show.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Sam W.
Thanks so much, Erica Weiss. And have a wonderful day. We're saying goodbye.